The Educator's 6 Survival Strategies for Ending May Madness. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. For college basketball fans, another March Madness has come and gone. But for those of us in education, another madness is just around the corner. It's called May Madness. It's the end of the school year. While the beginning of school is something that we prepare for all summer long and begin planning for in the spring, the end of the year always seems to sneak up on us. One principal described it as like being on a sled going down a steep, snow-covered hill. Everything speeds up and there's nothing you can do except to avoid running into the trees. The end of the year seems like the logical time to bring closure to just about any activity that you can name. Everyone is trying to finish up everything at the same time, and work shows up faster than we can possibly get it done. As the school year comes to a close, we would like to enjoy it. After all, everything you've worked for all year long is in bloom. In elementary school, this is the time when first graders are really reading well. In middle school, the beginning band is now a joy to hear, and the eighth graders sound like the high school musicians that they will soon become. The spring play brings together the whole community and displays the abundance of talent of our students. How nice it would be to savor the moment instead of feeling the stress of so much to do in so little time. If you want to end May Madness and enjoy this precious time, I've got for you 6 powerful survival strategies. First, make an appearance. First, realize that there will always be more work than you can handle if you handle it as it shows up. It will simply continue to show up. I'm reminded of that episode of I Love Lucy when Lucy and Ethel are working at the candy factory. The venture starts well, but when their experience gains some initial success, the conveyor belt simply gets in going into high gear. And it's the same with our jobs. If we accept everything that comes our way, the line never ends and it only starts to come faster. May is when every school activity has its grand finale. Concerts, plays, field trips, banquets, student projects, and you're going to get an invitation to everything. Every one of them sounds good at the moment you say yes. But accept them all and it's a recipe for disaster. So survival technique number 1 is you don't have to stay for all of any event. Make an appearance at the concert and then slip out to spend some time back in your office if you're the principal or you're a teacher. You'll maybe find the surface of your desk while you're doing that. But let the sponsor know ahead of time that you'll be there, but you can only stay for part of the program. That way, if you're going to be called on to say a few words, it'll happen on the front end of things. Survival strategy number 2. What if you can't make an appearance? You know, still, you can't be at every event, even if it's for only a few minutes. So survival technique number 2 is to drop by that class or rehearsal to wish the students well. Let them know up front that you'd like to be there, but you can't. They'll appreciate the thought. Start now to make a little bit less hectic schedule. Look at your calendar now for May and plan which school events that you'll attend and for how long. So when May arrives, you'll make it look like a dance and not like you're dancing on hot coals. Number 3, return other people's monkeys. Next, examine what's being sent your way that other people need to handle. One of the most popular business articles of all time appeared in the Harvard Business Review in 1974. It was entitled, Management Time, Who's Got the Monkey? The article used the metaphor of monkeys to represent problems. As the article began, employees were bringing their monkeys to the boss. Every monkey is on somebody's back, and the trick is not letting other people hand you their monkeys. A longtime principal friend used to tell me about the problems that teachers would bring to her. She would listen and respond by asking, What do you plan to do about it? You see, she would be glad to listen to anything, but when people brought her monkeys, she would provide a strategy or two for monkey feeding. But the monkeys would leave on the backs of the people who brought them to her. Don't start a cycle of supporting other people in the care and feeding of their monkeys. It's important not to do it for them, or you'll find yourself overwhelmed and neglecting your own important work. So survival strategy number three is to start being aware of when you're adopting other people's monkeys. Be supportive, give advice when it's called for, but don't allow other people's monkeys to ride on your back. Next, eliminate what's not needed. Realize that some things just don't need to be done at all. In education, we are good at adding new procedures, forms, and reports, but the new ones never seem to replace the old ones. They simply add to the load we already have. Are people in your building looking at computer screens and copying information from the screen onto paper when the software could print out all the information for the entire student body in a matter of minutes? What procedures are happening each May that could just as easily be handled each October instead, or not be handled at all? Survival strategy number four, ask the faculty what procedures just don't justify the time and energy expended. Do away with those outdated procedures now before you have to labor through them yet one more May. Next, it doesn't all have to be done right now. Some tasks could wait until the summer when the dust settles. However, our greatest fear is that by the time we actually have the time, those good ideas have been forgotten. Therefore, we try to do it all now while it's fresh on our minds, which leads to doing too much, doing it poorly, and feeling like we have more to do at the end of the day than we did when the day started. So survival strategy number five is to understand that it doesn't have to all be done right now. And number six, use a digital task list. To avoid forgetting those tasks postponed until later, use a digital task list. And we've all been told that you need to work from a to-do list. Yet, surprisingly few people actually do it and do it well. In today's world, so much comes to us digitally that it only makes sense for that to-do list to be digital. Survival strategy number six is to adopt a good digital to-do list. I use Remember the Milk. Input your to-dos into one organized list that can be accessed from your computer at work, your computer at home, or any of your mobile devices. Assign dates for when you want to see each item. Get rid of all the little scraps of paper and put your to-dos in one place. You can put a stop to May madness if you get organized. Let May be the perfect end to a perfect year. Thanks so much for stopping by today. Go over to the companion blog post at frankbuck.org. Enjoy the other posts that you see there. Enjoy the videos that you see there. And if you're not already on my email list, you'll have an opportunity right there on the homepage to do something about that. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.